worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It is the podcast that was abducted by aliens and then thrown back like a bad fish. Yes, it's a freak accident. Welcome to our show. I am Crisco, and this week, we're one short again. Can you guess who it is? I bet you can, because it's a pattern.
Baby, it's so good. Yum, yum.
Lazy E is here.
Yes, I am.
Still running the soundboard, the trusty soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
My faithful companion. The one who's here all the time.
The soundboard is your faithful companion?
No, Lazy E is my faithful companion.
Yeah.
And Mickey's here too, obviously, you can tell, because sarcasm levels are at critical mass already.
All time high.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mickey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
Kara's not.
No, she is not.
This time, though, kind of excusable. We won't say exactly what it is.
No.
She's got personal reasons for not being here. It's fine. This time, it's okay.
Personal reasons, as in she doesn't like us.
She's just really, really late again. She's going to be late again on the about like a week's worth of
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We hope, anyway. Kara, whatever you got going on, we're watching you. We know where you are. You cannot escape.
We will find you.
Yeah. But, listener, we're glad you found us. Our website, in case you don't know what it is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A. freakaccident.com, and our email, which is fully armed and operational, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And speaking of that, we will have listener mail in just a little bit here, because we do have listener mail from a listener. But first, I need to try some root beer that
you finally you get open.
I finally do get to try the root beer. We're not going to say the name of it because, well... We were going to have some
We'll see.
We will see. But generic root beer 101-1, sample 8, butterscotch. So I finally get to try it now after being denied weeks ago and then mocked for months.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if he doesn't like it.
Oh, God, it's terrible. No, it's actually really good.
I know it is.
Thank you for getting that for me.
No problem.
He walks through the front door, and he shoves it in my face, and he's like, yeah!
At least he didn't shake it in your face.
I should have shook it up.
You should have, yeah.
I finally get to try it.
I'm tired of hearing you bitch about it all the time. Here, just have some.
Just drink it.
But thank you. Thank you, sir, for bringing this. That does taste like a Werther's original.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But not too much butterscotch.
Yeah, it's not overpowering. It's good. It's perfectly balanced. I could still taste the rooty root beer taste, too, besides
the rooty root beer.
Besides the buttery butterscotch.
Very descriptive.
Yeah.
I'm nothing if not as...
Wordsmith.
I paint a picture with...
Nope, you're not.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, you're really doing that well right now.
No, it's listen... A stick figure drawing is a picture, technically speaking.
Yeah,
your theater is starting to crumble.
It's like the Sherman. But anyway, I did mention our email, which again is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Fully armed and operational after a brief scare there.
Yeah.
A brief / long extended scare that lasted way longer than it probably should have. We did get some listener mail from...
Here's the mail, it never fails, it makes me wanna wag my tail, when it comes I wanna wail, mail!
Do we have the Kara Sucks drop, by the way?
No, I figured today wasn't the right day to do it.
I don't care. She's so...
Kara Sucks.
There it is. Horrible. Anyway, Kara not here to enjoy this listener mail, but we shall. This is from one of our other loyal listeners... Miss L, And her name actually comes up as Miss L. So just going to stick with that.
Okay.
Maybe it's from a missile.
L stands for letter, and it is a letter.
No, maybe it's missile.
Missile?
Miss L. Missile. Missile.
Ah, maybe that's her nickname.
See, we shouldn't have opened it.
Anybody else hear that? Anyway, so Miss L sent us this. Jumping off your recent news segment talking about Facebook and Meta, I thought you'd find this Google antitrust case interesting.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even hear about this, to be honest with you.
No, nothing like an antitrust case to bring the fun into the show.
Yeah. Well, just in case you're not familiar, antitrust laws, listener, are what protect us from things like monopolies and insider trading and price fixing and all sorts of things like that that would artificially manipulate a market. Never mind that, like, the market is constantly artificially manipulated through myriad other ways. But this is now the funny thing is I would like you to keep in mind that Google, for years, their motto, I guess you could call it, was "Don't be evil." You
really?
Remember this?
No.
Yeah, for a long time that was their. I don't necessarily think it was the advertised motto, like the tagline.
It was like the worker's motto.
It's like the intra-company motto was "Don't be evil." Okay, why you would need to even consider such a thing is cause for alarm to begin with. Like, why do you need to remind people to not be evil? What are you doing?
Maybe there's too much evil to add evil to.
Maybe. Yeah, listen, we're already at... It's like Mickey with sarcasm, right? We're at maximum evil capacity. We cannot take any more evil, so please don't be evil.
Yeah, they start every meeting going, Cobra! La, 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 la.
We've got you covered. But this is a screenshot that looks like from... a Tumblr, maybe? Mm-hmm. So I cannot, and I have not, independently verified this yet. But if you'd like to contradict any of this stuff, freaksitafreakaccident.com, by all means, reach out. But this is from Sighina Storm, which was the poster of this particular comment, or whatever it might be. Okay, so I just read through all 173 pages of the unredacted Google antitrust filing.
Have a good life.
Yeah, what kind of person has that much time on their hands to be able to read through 173?
Proofreader.
You know, but here's the thing. Who would want to do that with their free time?
I certainly wouldn't, even if I was proofreader who proofreads for a living.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to proofread in my free time.
No.
You know? So, we got the... I have to say that either Google is screwed or society is screwed. We'll find out which. Maybe both. Maybe we'll get the difecta. What do you think? Unordered list of fun things I have learned. Google has a secret deal with Facebook called Jedi Blue.
Okay.
That they knew was so illegal that it has a whole section describing how they'll cover for each other if anyone finds out.
Wow. That's bad.
No details on exactly what it is. It's just a secret deal called Jedi Blue.
Okay.
All right. But they're willing to go to bat for one another. That's good to know. That Google and Zucky are like in cahoots to make sure that each other doesn't fail. Cool. Google appears to have a team. The heck was that?
Wasn't me.
Oh, my God. It's Google. They found out we're reading about them.
Maybe.
That was weird. It was literally my Google assistant.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
So now they know. That missile sound is real.
Yeah.
They're actually launching countermeasures at us as we speak. Google appears to have a team called G-Trade that is wholly dedicated to ad market manipulation.
That's not shocking.
Which just happened right now.
Listen, I don't really care if you are getting those a freak accident ads higher on the list. Manipulate all you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
We'll play.
We have taken out ads on Google before, so.
Yeah, this is true.
Google had a plan called Project NERA. N-E-R-A.
Was that opposed to FARA?
I suppose so. To turn the web into a walled garden of sorts. That they called not owned but operated. A core component of this was the forced logins to the Chrome browser you've probably experienced. Surprise.
Whatever.
What? What whatever?
If it automatically logs me in, I have an account with them, so why is that a problem?
Because it came out recently, too, that Chrome is also stealing all of your private information and giving it away to people.
I could care less.
That's not good.
Mickey has no privacy to speak of and wants no privacy. Have my social security number. Have my identification. I'll just make a new one. Keeps things interesting.
Probably could.
Google is willing to do almost anything to prevent people from circumventing their ad exchanges. This is what AMP is about. I don't know what that is. Google habitually insider trades on their ad exchanges in every way you can think of and every way you can't. Too many ways to list.
Well, good thing is insider trading's not illegal or anything.
Yeah, right? That's what I mean. The exchanges are also rigged so that Google wins on bids where they aren't the highest bidder. Sure, there's an interesting way that works out.
No wonder I can't win on eBay. I try.
A large number of people inside Google are all aware of this. If Google ever tells you some change will increase your ad yield run, in fact, everything they tell you is a lie. Google has also worked with Facebook and Microsoft to discourage them from increasing user privacy, lamenting occasions where they prioritize their reputation over their collective business interests. That's all great. As the precursor to a dystopian nightmare that I feel like is right around the corner.
It's probably already here, and we're just very, very unaware of it.
Do you suggest that we're unaware of it in the sense that like it's just happening and we're blissful about it, or are we already in the Matrix and we just don't know?
I don't know. Pick your poison.
I don't want to drink poison. I want to drink butterscotch root beer, which I'm doing, by the way.
You are.
And it's number.
But it might be poison.
It might be poison. It probably is poison, as we've already established. Google was listening to this entire conversation, and they know everything.
That was really terrifying, by the way.
I would like to point out.
So we're going to scroll back to that after this, just to hear what it actually said.
Mm-hmm. I would like to point out, though, Google has something to fear. Because as we've established on this program, I am Google's equal. I am just as powerful as Google is.
Don't say it. They're listening, man.
I am their equal and opposite. I'm the yin to their yang.
Here we go with the wordsmith again.
Yeah, I'm the yin to their yang. I am the Darth Vader to their... they're the Darth Vader to my Luke Skywalker.
It has to be your horse and my ass. Yeah.
Right, precisely, yeah. So say, I'm not the one who's evil. If anything, I am amoral. I am not anti-moral. So, there you go.
And you're in cahoots with me, so does that mean I'm Facebook?
You are the anti-Facebook.
I'm equal to Facebook? I don't know what that means.
You're Facebook's equal and opposite, so you're butt book.
Oh, yeah.
Butt list. That's what it is. Lazy's website. Buttlist.com. I'm so tempted to look up buttlist.com right now. I'm finding out what it's
about.
Do it right now.
You
want to find out what buttlist is?
And then he gets a virus.
I probably will.
One or the other, real or not.
It may not matter. Okay, buttlist.com.
If it's not taken, we're taking it.
Yeah, we're absolutely buying it if nothing comes up. Buttlist is for... Oh, it's for sale. It's not...
Well, then we can buy it.
Well, yeah, but it's one of those things like it's not... Oh, buy now for $3,395.
We're in.
Go ahead, Mickey. Pay up, since you're the one mocking me for not having the ability to buy a new computer. I assume you're just rolling in dough.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
The gimme isn't going to work.
My hand is outstretched.
Yeah, I see that.
I got a good one. We'll just call it Butt Buddies. Look that up.
Buttbuddies.com?
Yeah.
That one I won't do. That one I know is going to have a virus attached to it.
That one you will get a result.
Either that, or it opens into like an automatic video that just begins playing immediately, like Lemon Party used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was a terrible prank back in the day.
Mickey, you got fooled by Lemon Party at one point, didn't you?
No.
I could tell by the disgust in your eyes, there's something about that that rubbed you the wrong way.
No, I was thinking about the emails that you used to send out that would pop open your CD-ROM drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of great old pranks like that from early internet.
They
hackers.
Still exist. You can still do them. It's just a little bit harder to do them.
One of my favorites that I ever got from a friend of mine was he sent it to me when you would open it, it would open a pop-up that would just start singing a little song that said, "You are an idiot."
Mm-hmm.
And when you tried to X out of it, it would open two more.
Yep.
And when you X out of each of them, they would open more. Yeah. So it was like a cacophony. You had to hard reboot your computer because mm-hmm. there's no way to stop it.
Oh, that's an awesome one.
It was pretty great. I would have been angry had I not been laughing so hard because it was very amusing and also true. So on the show today, on this lovely podcast that we have prepared for you, 10 everyday things that should be illegal.
Google.
Goo-goo should be illegal.
Goo-goo. Gaga.
No, yeah, that's. I guess that would make me gaga then, right?
No, you're not a lady.
Ooh.
That's true. I'm anything but that. Did Jeff Bezos, another wonderful...
I'm sure milled it in there as well.
Yeah, not evil at all. Did he just threaten to kill Leonardo DiCaprio?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what an obscure actor name to just, like, throw out there.
It's not obscure once you hear what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, because Leo isn't really obscure. He's a very well-known actor. But it is,
but
random. Like, why him?
Yeah.
Why would you zero in on Leo?
There's a reason.
Like, Tom Hanks, maybe.
Why?
What
has Tom Hanks done?
Because
yeah.
he's like the head guy with movies right now for the last like 10 years or so.
You want to talk about me being a description?
Listen!
Yeah. He's the head guy with the movies.
He's the head of movies.
Is he the head
Oscar,
of the MPAA?
The Oscars or whatever.
Oh, he's the head of the Academy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That could be true.
Google.
I have no reason.
Speaking of the evil thing. Yeah.
I have no reason to doubt Mickey.
Yes, you do.
No, yes, you do.
I don't know. She says so many things with such confidence that I have trouble doubting her more and more all the time. But this is also one of those fields where she has, you know what I mean, a very niche understanding of things.
Yeah.
Niche?
Niche.
Close enough.
Wordsmith.
Yeah, I'll get it. Ari.
Ari. Niche.
Go back. So while Mickey is looking up what Tom Hanks is, besides being America's sweetheart, family favoritism cuts handouts from family.
That was me. I added that one.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure.
That was from last week.
Oh, okay.
We bumped it to the...
I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about how family favoritism could ruin a family.
Okay. There's new dating trends that we will go over.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have to date anymore.
Give me one of the trend names.
Hesitating.
Ooh.
What? No.
I'm jealous of the wordsmith that came up with hesitating.
I know.
That's a clever word.
It's a great name.
And the perfect time to fall asleep according to your heart.
No. Like, literally according to your heart. Not like loving.
Oh.
This could possibly kill you if you don't follow this.
What?
Yeah.
Well, then I must know. And so must you on this episode of A Freak Accident.
I'm not getting any answers.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Should be illegal to deceive a woman's heart.
Oh.
Maybe it should be illegal.
I wonder if it's on this list.
We'll find out.
Just a quick update. Mickey's rampant searching and scouring through the bowels of the internet to find answers about Tom Hanks. What did you learn?
It was 2005.
So Mickey thinks it's like roughly 10 years ago.
And he was vice president, not head of...
Whatever. I was in the ballpark.
You were...
I kind of paid attention.
You were like 20% right. That's pretty good for you.
Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong.
We did find out, though, that Tom Hanks refused a trip to space from Jeff Bezos, so Jeff Bezos may kill him, too, after all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you're... Yeah, I will,
my conspiracies are coming in.
I'll give you 30% right.
Ooh.
Okay, but still 70% wrong. But this is a list, now, that we're talking about in this segment from BuzzFeed. 10 everyday things that should be illegal.
All right.
Well, what did that song ask? It should be illegal to...
To deceive a woman's heart.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Mickey, your thoughts.
That song was terrible.
As woman, your feelings on this matter.
I don't have any.
Okay. Well, there you go. Mickey has no heart to deceive, so we picked the right co-host. Number 10 on this list... chewing with your mouth open.
Yes.
Lazy E just straight up wants to fine people for doing this.
Next time we have a taste test.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, it really is
kind of gross.
Yeah, it's bad. It's gross. It's the worst one is when the person also talks with their mouth open and the spittles of food are just flying all over the place and you can see them.
I'm kind of, I kind of do that.
That's,
you're the worst.
That's gross.
I'm always in a rush. So I shove food in my mouth, I chew it, and I talk.
Well,
the amount of time that you spend on this show not talking.
Right? I know.
So you save it all up for when you have food in your mouth.
When it's important.
That's incredibly
rude. What? When it's important.
Yeah, talking on a podcast. Not important to me.
No.
Number 9. Talking on a speakerphone in public.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to strangle people that do that.
Why do people do that? Do you know?
They need to feel important.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the only thing that makes sense, right?
Yeah, they want to seem like their conversation should supersede anything else going on in the world.
That all started, do you guys remember the old phones that had the walkie-talkie functionality on them?
Oh, yeah, was that like Nokia or, no, Nextel?
Maybe.
It's a cell phone company that doesn't exist anymore.
It did begin with an N, I'm pretty sure. But in either case, those used to drive me crazy because you couldn't understand what the person on the other side of it
normal
was saying.
Normal walkie-talkie.
Almost ever. And people would walk around going, brr, hey, where are you? Brr. And then you hear, brr, brr, what? Brr. And they'd be sitting there, it was like, just call them! In the time it's taking you to do all this, you could have just called them. And the added bonus is we don't all have to be privy to 50% of the conversation.
Yep.
So yeah, but now that that's not a thing anymore, though, people just have people on speakerphone, and I don't understand why.
It happens every time I go to Walmart.
Because you could...
every single time.
I don't run into it too often, but there's definitely been a couple instances where, like, I'm walking by and I can see the person like this going on the speakerphone, and I kind of lean in and I go, hey, how you doing?
Wow.
I mean, if you're going to be open and you're in a public place, oh well.
Mickey's making the best of it, though. She's trolling expertly on this. I like it.
I don't troll people because you don't know when that person...
Nah.
The person might snap.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't get it. Unless you're saying, like, well, I don't like holding it up to my ear. You still got to hold it up to your mouth, though.
Right.
It just doesn't... I agree. Yeah, that's ignorant and obnoxious, and I don't want to hear it. Because people also feel the need to talk louder when they're on their phones, too. And it's like, world's loud enough already.
Yeah.
Calm down. Asking people questions while using a urinal or toilet.
That is a rule at the urinal. You look up. You look down.
You look forward.
You do not look sideways.
Right.
You look just at something. You count the tiles.
Yeah.
On
okay.
The ceiling.
What if you had just stalls, though? Let's eradicate the urinals.
No.
You don't talk.
Well, doing your stuff.
You don't talk to me through the stall wall either. Or you definitely don't stick your head over the top and look down at me, or certainly not crawl up from underneath.
The only acceptable...
Hey, buddy, got a question for you. Ah!
The only acceptable thing to do is if you hear someone fart, you go...
you laugh.
You laugh, and then you let it be. No talking about it. You talk about it after.
Yeah, that is a general unspoken man rule. You don't talk to each other when you're taking a leak.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, women do not follow that rule. I don't know if you've noticed. Women like to go into the bathroom in droves.
Oh, sure.
There's no getting... Even if you, as a woman, are the type that goes to the bathroom by themselves, somehow you will run into somebody in the bathroom who insists on talking to you.
Why do women go to the bathroom together, Mickey?
I have no idea.
She doesn't know. She is one and she doesn't know.
Yeah, I have
no
idea.
She is one of the species.
It's the most obnoxious thing in the world.
Now, guys will talk at the sink afterward.
That
but
is
that's fine. Just not while you're doing the deed.
There's a gentleman's agreement on this. You don't do that.
He's right, though. Now, that's also why... The ad space where they have the advertisement right in front of your face at the urinal is brilliant because your eyes have nowhere else to go. You're just like,
yes, I got to read it.
Yes, I do want to rent a dumpster. This is a great idea. I've never been more sure of anything in my life.
I do have a lot of junk in my house.
Exactly. People who cut you off and then slowed down.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a simple one.
Didn't you just have that complaint like a couple weeks ago?
I did.
You were heading over here and somebody was like...
They sped up, they went right in front of me, and then the brakes hit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that's that. The thing that kills me the worst on that, that and also the people who insist on pulling out in front of you when you're coming down the road. Like, they see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're rapidly approaching them. They can see how fast you're going. And they still insist on pulling out in front of you and going slower than you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even worse when there is nobody behind you. You can wait 3 more seconds.
Yep.
I will overtake you and be gone and on my merry way. Mm-hmm. And then you can putter around as long as you want to get to the next intersection. I don't really care. But the fact that they do it because they can't wait 3 more seconds and then they go slower than you are.
It's ignorant.
It is. I can't stand it, frankly. Mickey, you deal with this a lot?
Because I live like right off of a main road.
You, well, that and also you do a lot of things driving.
Yeah.
Do you still do the Uber?
I haven't been. I've just been too busy at work.
Fair enough. Meetings that should have been an email.
Mm.
So every meeting, I've never met a meeting that I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, I'm not a part of a lot of meetings at work. But the ones that I am a part of, it's one of those things where, yeah, it could just be an email.
That was one of the things that Kara was talking about with her new job. I guess she's in a lot of meetings.
Yes, she is.
She talks about one particular individual who worked in Miami, I think, at one point.
Oh, jeez.
and how the meetings with this person...
Need to take place in Miami?
Take a long time. And I guess her complaint is that most of it could easily be summarized in an email. Like, everybody else
and
is
a few
like,
sentences.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that bad. But, yeah, no, this is... Did I ever tell you about the one meeting that I was in at the one job that I had where it was a meeting about a meeting that the managers had and the subject of that meeting was meetings?
Mm-hmm.
So it was a meeting about a meeting about meetings.
Why?
If there was one more layer of meeting
it
in
was
there,
Inception.
Like, I feel like the door would have disappeared.
Yeah.
We would have just been trapped in the meeting forever. Like a black meeting hole. Making articles of clothing with fake pockets. Why even do it at
that's
all?
Terrible.
Oh, that does bother me. I've seen that happen when I was like looking for jeans or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And it's like, no, there's a functionality to a pocket.
Yeah. Women's clothing is definitely one of those things where they have to put pockets, quote unquote, and they don't actually exist.
I was just going to say, I think it's more of a thing with women's clothing
mm-hmm.
than men's clothing. Now, I've gotten plenty of, like, jackets or whatever, like dress jackets, like
sure.
suit jackets,
mm-hmm.
where the pocket up front is actually not a pocket. It's just, like, a design there.
Mm. Yeah, and it's pointless.
Yes, that has happened. But women's clothing, like, literally, you buy jeans... And it's got the pocket on it, but there's no pocket. It's just
yeah.
sewn.
Yep.
And it's not the thing where, like, oh, you got to cut the threads. You cut the threads, and it's just the hole of the jeans
yep.
now.
Can I ask you this? I'm going to show you. On jeans, what the hell is this little pocket for that's on top of the pocket?
I'm going to stick my lighter in it.
It's like, first of all, you put something in there, you're not getting it out.
Change? Like
yeah, they should
coin.
Change it. Make
say,
it bigger.
Coins.
Google it.
No.
I've historically kept like my pocket knife in that pocket.
But it's not big enough.
On some jeans it is.
This one it's not.
Chapstick. My lips get dry. Don't look at me like that.
My God.
I have never seen him look at me with more disdain and shame ever.
You mean keep it in your dress pocket?
What? Is he accusing me of wearing dresses now? Because
yes.
I would love to.
Wearing a dresses.
A dresses. Yeah, you know what
I'm talking about. A kilt is not a dress.
Leaving a shopping cart in a parking space. Why is it so hard to take it back to the cart stall?
I know! It's always in the perfect spot. Like, there's one you're like, man, I'm finally getting that first spot. Bam, there's a cart.
See, me, in my case, my car is so old and a piece of garbage, I'll just run right into the car. I don't care. Just blast it into the car right in front of me, too. Nope. No
rules
out here.
Yeah, Murder and I both do.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part is the people who are returning a shopping cart or like... So it's kind of one of those things, right? Do you remember that? What are you pointing? What are you showing him?
I Googled that.
It's for a watch?
Yep.
Wait a minute. You Googled what the tiny pocket on pants is for?
Yep.
Watch pocket.
Yep.
Was, right, because everybody carries pocket watches these days.
It was from 1879.
They just never got rid of it.
And they never changed it.
So jeans need an update.
Yeah.
Although it does work well for my lighter, so.
Who's complaining?
I am.
Fair enough. But the cart return thing. Remember, like, it was like last year, the meme was going around,
yep,
like the cart experiment, whatever. It's like, oh, are you a good person? Do you return the shopping cart? And it was an interesting thing. Like, it basically said, like, you get nothing for doing it. It's just the right thing to do. And whether or not you do it is kind of indicative of how much of a sociopath you may or
sure
may not be. The thing that drives me craziest is not even the people who don't return the cart at all. Because I guess I can even kind of extend my empathy to be like, okay, maybe they were really in a hurry and maybe there was a lot of traffic coming in and they didn't want to like navigate around to go get it and then walk back or whatever. Who knows? Maybe they got a baby or something. They're loading the kid in. It's just like, I can't.
Making all of the excuses for them. Good
whatever,
job, Crisco.
Whatever. The thing that drives me the most crazy is the people who take the cart toward the cart return and just leave it next to it, but don't put it inside of it.
Couldn't take that extra step.
5 extra feet. You made it all the way over here, and you just left it against it on the side.
It's like you pause the video game right at the final boss.
So, I mean, that's a dick move.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you tried, but just not enough to make it convenient mm-hmm for anybody, you piece of garbage. I'll get you people.
Yes.
My vengeance will be known. Lazy E, here. Oh, I'm sorry, that's number two. Number three is parents who allow their kids to watch or play loud video games in public.
I don't mind.
If it
or
keeps
videos
the child from screaming,
yeah,
I'm fine with it.
It depends on the age of the kid.
There's no way that the YouTube video that they're watching on that tablet is louder than they are when they're carrying on, so.
Absolutely.
And again, it depends on the age.
Yeah.
If your kid is 10, shut it down.
Or at least put earbuds in or something so
yeah
you don't have to hear it.
But if the kid's like 5 years old, just let it be. That parent needs that. That's their moment.
Probably. Have you seen some of these kids?
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. At that point, I would be okay with that parent leaving the kid with the cart and just leaving the cart and the cart return and going on their way. But perfectly okay with it. Number two, Lazy E, you'll like this. Radio commercials that play car horns, sirens,
oh,
or
no
crash sounds.
Crash sounds don't bother me because I know I'm not in a crash.
You
but,
do you? Eh?
Yeah, do. Said it.
You've been in enough crashes that I don't think you're in any
exactly
position to make such a statement.
No, that means I know. I'm an expert.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
He's heard a real crash and he's heard fake crashes. He
exactly
knows the difference.
You also feel the difference.
Mm.
But sirens, that definitely does throw me off. I don't like that. I wouldn't mind if maybe a rule was put in about that.
Isn't it illegal? I thought it was illegal that you can't have.
You can't have a siren like the emergency broadcast, the emergency sirens.
Oh,
like when like the nuclear plant goes in.
Yeah, we can't make that a rule because that is definitely part of our podcast.
Did he just say nuclear?
Nuclear.
Good. Slap you. I will backhand your face to the opposite side of your head. But
listen, sometimes dope brain kicks in. I'm a rapper too. Kicks in.
Yeah, he's remixing it.
Yeah.
Well, ours is an air raid siren, but that's not the emergency broadcast system sound.
It's enough to throw people off, though, if they're driving in their car.
Good. You should be thrown. You should be terrified when a freak accident comes on the air.
Oh, boy.
And number one, sending sick kids to school.
Or, you know, adults going to work when they're sick.
Especially now.
Yeah. You would think
after
that
COVID.
You'd think more people would be conscious of that.
No.
And how important it is to, like, you know, not just spread your germs around and get other people sick.
Especially
you don't know
kids you know, that can't get the vaccine or anything, you shouldn't be sending them to school.
Right.
That's horrible parenting during this time.
Yeah.
You could kill kids.
I don't even think it's really so much that concern. And I mean, not to get too far off topic, because they're even saying, like, you know, yeah, the FDA just approved the one vaccine for 5 to 12. It's like kids haven't been getting sick from COVID, even if they get it, but they do spread it.
Right.
That's the bigger thing. Like, well, yeah, you can send your kid to school. He gets all the other kids sick. Big deal. Those kids are going to take it home to their parents, grandparents,
teacher.
Whomever. Yeah.
But the vaccine doesn't stop it from spreading. So what?
No, it does. Not in all cases, but it does. It depends on, because the whole thing is, like, when you have a breakthrough case, you can still spread it, because it has to do with the symptoms, right? Because there's actually not much asymptomatic transmission with COVID than they originally thought. But if you get symptoms, in other words, like you have a cough, you're coughing COVID particles out.
Gotcha.
So even if it's the vaccine is preventing severe illness, if you've got it bad enough that you're coughing, you're still spreading it. But there's some people who are vaccinated and it just, they don't get symptoms at all.
Okay.
Those people can't spread it. But it's not 100%. It's somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. But, again, not to get off topic.
No, I know.
Don't send your sick kids to school. Don't go to work when you're sick. Stay home. Feel better.
Listen to a freak accident.
Just keep your boogers off me. That's really all that I want out of this whole segment. It was really all just leading up to that.
just keep the boogers away.
Don't snot on me. Don't breathe on me. You know, don't even look at me. I don't want anybody seeing me ever for any reason. Just avert your eyes. That's right, Lazy.
That's
why he's on a podcast.
Right, exactly. This ain't no video show. Up next, did Jeff Bezos threaten to kill Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
There's your answer. We'll explain why.
Reasons to listen to a freak accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court ordered is irrelevant.
CEO, entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
What a weird place the internet is. I love it, though.
Yeah.
Especially considering we live there. This is interesting. Did Jeff Bezos just threaten to kill Leo DiCaprio?
I'm really confused why.
Well, there is a reason, okay? And it was actually going around on social media the other day. A video went viral where Leo DiCaprio was talking to Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, at some big Hollywood event.
Okay.
So Bezos and his girlfriend come up to Leo, and the thing is, in the video, people were sharing it going, man, find you a girl that looks at you the way Jeff Bezos' girlfriend looks at Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, boy.
Because she was definitely making the
goo goo gaga.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Very, very obviously so, too. Now, Leo's a handsome guy. You know, he's successful.
Depends on what party's doing next, but
yeah, in some cases, he's like dirty, filthy,
disgusting.
Yeah, but he, whatever. He was an icon, especially after Titanic.
Yeah.
But in any case, one website reposted the video and called Leo Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Oh,
right. Well, apparently, we were all thinking it, but obviously, Jeff Bezos doesn't exist in space, even though he's sending a lot of people up there. Mm-hmm. But he, however, caught wind of all of this. So he took it upon himself to post a picture of himself on Twitter, Jeff Bezos did, with the words, quote, Leo, come over here. I want to show you something. And in the picture that he posted with that, he is standing next to a sign that says, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop.
Oh, my.
Now, people are saying, and I agree, he's probably joking around with Leo, but it's Jeff Bezos.
You don't know.
This is
exactly
true.
He's the evil empire.
I joke that Elon Musk is one Kryptonian away from being Lex Luthor. Jeff Bezos is bald. He is even closer to being Lex Luthor than Elon is.
Think about this. The guy could send you to space. You never know. He also has Amazon. He could order anything. anything he wants is at his disposal.
He could order you.
Yeah.
Basically.
I guarantee if you put in your name, you could buy you.
I'm for sale? I wonder how much I cost.
I guarantee if you put Crisco in there, you're going to find it. Do you know what? We've been Googling things. Let's Amazon something. Amazon Lazy E.
There you go. See what comes up, if anything.
I'm so kind curious. Of curious about this.
I'll tell you what, though. In this picture of him, which we will share on our website.
Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah, I'm asking we'll our put production
it on, we'll,
team.
We'll put it on our socials.
And you know what? We'll retweet it, too.
Yeah. We'll put it up on our socials and pray to God he doesn't... What came
he looks,
on?
He looks...
T-shirts that are very, very appropriate for you.
This is my chicken nugget costume. This is my dinosaur costume.
Wow, it is almost like you're ordering him.
This is my pig costume. Oh, my God, I need all these shirts.
Yes, but also you need to start submitting... trademark infringement claims to all of these companies.
Hey, listen, I have a big one I got to work on. There's a Lazy E arena.
What?
No joke. I'm not even joking about that.
Oh my God, and they're not paying you any royalties?
There's a Lazy E rodeo, too.
Well, that I knew about. That's the one that holds 5,000 studs or whatever it is.
Well, yeah, but you know where that happens? The Lazy E arena.
What?
Look, watch. It's going to Google it.
There's too much.
I know. Right now I have Tom Hanks looking at me really weird because we were Googling that before. Why isn't this working?
I don't know. Okay. Jeff Bezos looks really serious in this picture, though. That's the thing. Like, he's not smiling, like, you know, or even doing like a, oh, yeah.
Does he ever smile?
No, I don't think he's
capable.
Yeah,
I think he's always got a grimace on his face.
That's what I mean. He's a weird dude. Yeah. He's weird. There's an aura of malice behind him. You know, like Elon Musk is sort of... well, he's happy-go-lucky a lot of the time. Jeff Bezos just looks like he's a douche, doesn't he? A
little bit.
It's on Lazy E Drive, too. It's in Oklahoma.
Lazy E Drive the golf ball down the range when he go golf.
Yes. How old is it? 1984? I'm older than it.
Oh, you were here first.
I was.
Listen, get that injunction filed. Get going on that.
If there's a lawyer listening to us from Oklahoma... email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yeah, Lazy E's got a golden case on his hands here. Up next, how does family favoritism ruin families? A tale of horror on A Freak Accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I was thinking more like the theme song from I Accuse My Parents. Would have been a better one. But at any rate, this is a story from Newsweek about how the internet came to the defense of a Redditor who exposed his parents' favoritism by secretly recording them.
Yep.
Mickey.
I only remember you're like the one, bits and pieces of the story.
You're the one that brought this story to our attention, okay? Now, was there favoritism in your family?
Oh, absolutely.
Well...
in your favor?
Of course.
I assume... duh. Mickey was the favorite, though, by default, because apparently her sister is the worst.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Like, she didn't actually earn the title of being the favored one. It just sort of happened by accident because her sister was just that bad.
She was that bad.
I'm okay with
it. Had to be that good.
Now, the Redditor's name is Just a Big Brother. took to the Am I the A-hole subreddit, which is,
I have been loving.
Isn't it one of the best ones on that site?
Fantastic.
Yeah. It reminds me of that meme. The Are We the Baddies?
Yeah.
So he recorded and posted a conversation he had with his parents after learning they were planning to pay for his brother's college tuition, but would not pay for his.
Ooh.
That already is peculiar.
Right.
And bad.
Yeah. He explained in his post, which garnered more than 15,000 votes and more than 1,000 comments, that while he was not unloved, his parents favored his younger brother. So this is the firstborn.
Yep.
If this was feudal times, this guy would be the one who would have the rights of inheritance.
Not in this world.
No, apparently not. In order to save money for tuition at community college, Just a Big Brother wrote that he was working a full-time job and taking a gap year.
Right.
What is that, Mickey?
When they get out of high school and they want to just take a year off before they start into college.
Oh, okay.
Never a good idea. You normally don't go back.
Well, why would you? You finally get a taste of freedom. You're like, God, that sucked. I'm never doing that again. However, he overheard his parents talking about how they planned to pay for his brother's college tuition. I secretly recorded the conversation, he said in a quote, from around the corner, and then came out asking my parents what they were going to, why they were going to pay for his college but not mine. He wrote that his parents told him, not knowing he was recording the conversation, that his brother needed more help. After prodding his parents further and asking why things have always been this way, he said they got angry. Just a Big Brother continued and wrote that his father suggested it was time for him to move out because they were sick of keeping a roof over his head. Oh, my
God.
It gets better.
That is brutal. He left the room, uploaded the video to two of his social media accounts. A few hours later, his parents found the video, and he wrote that his father was screaming at him. He then said his grandparents contacted him and stopped by the house the next day. There was a huge family intervention, and my parents were made to sit on the couch and look at their feet while being told off, he wrote. It was then I'd found out they'd been receiving money for years from my grandparents to help with family expenses. Uh-huh. His brother did not know what to do, but admitted he did notice how he was being treated by their parents, and he wrote that his parents offered an apology, but he said it sounded forced. And rehearsed. Why do they hate this child so much?
I would want a divorce from my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real, dude. Like, if that's a thing that can happen, like, you ought to disown your parents at this point.
You can. I forget what they call it. But
emancipation.
There.
But I think he's old enough. He's already of age, so it's his choice if he wants to leave or not.
I mean, it is good to hear that the rest of the family basically came to his defense.
Oh, absolutely.
But, like, why in the world? Like, what could it possibly have been?
Right. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you have your parents giving you money, yet you're not going to help your firstborn child, but you're going to help the second one?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, that's the thing. I there really isn't any detail in here about their upbringing or anything that would lead you to think, like, why is one so much more favored than the other?
Yeah, could there be a deeper meaning behind this? Although, if the rest of the family came to his defense, there isn't.
Right. Now, Lazy E, you have a brother.
Yeah.
We'll call him Active E.
Yes.
Was there any favoritism in your family? Did they prefer Lazy over Active, or did they prefer...
No.
Was there ever any cases of...
I don't think so. There was never really any favoritism.
Your brother is younger than you are.
By 8 years.
Okay, that's a long span of time, too.
Yeah.
It's not just like one was born 1 year and one was born the next. That's a sizable gap.
Yeah, but I was the accident.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
The freak accident,
are
you
the younger or the older?
I'm the older.
I just said that. If you were listening,
I was not listening.
I'm literally shocked. I am shocked.
That happened 1 second ago.
Goldfish. Well, what? What are we talking about?
No, but I was the accident.
Okay,
a freak accident.
And they never told me that. But
you figured it out.
Their marriage anniversary was the same age as me.
Yeah, that's a good way to figure it out.
So you weren't intentional.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I like to think of it, that's awesome. I somehow, you know, I was the one to make it through.
You were also probably the reason that everything else happened, if you think of it that way.
Yeah. Congratulations.
To you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you should, every time, you should be like, you know what? You're welcome. Mom, you're welcome for giving you such a wonderful life with Dad and giving you another son that you love equally to me, right?
Yeah.
Equally.
Equally.
Definitely equally.
I was just thinking, if something goes wrong, though, I can always just say,
congratulations, you played yourself.
No.
I don't get why. I would be really interested to know what the differences were between these two children.
I wonder if we could get him on the show.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, he we're obviously
he's already traumatized.
I know. We could traumatize him more.
No.
That's always my goal, is to traumatize people. But he also wrote under a pseudonym, too, so...
If you click on his, like, name...
In Reddit, you might be able to try and message him. We have a Reddit account, I think.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have to look that
up. But that would be great if we get him on the show.
Yeah, because that's the thing. I really want to know, like, why they favored the other one over him. Maybe he sucks. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe as soon as we talk to him, you'd be like, yeah, I get it.
I mean, I still don't think that's grounds for any parents to despise a child much. You think so?
We said this on a past episode. Every parent has a favorite. Now, they didn't show it in my family, but every parent has a favorite.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but...
Don't lie.
Maybe that's true, but I feel like when you're showing very obvious signs of favoritism, like paying for one's college and not the other, that's when you sort of get into like a weird territory.
It's not only weird, it's terrible parenting. I just think that that's stepping over bounds. They're out of bounds.
Right.
I'm just thinking, just the way that he wrote it and he explained it, I think it's literally just the parents. It has nothing to do with him or his brother. Something just went in their head and said, oh, we're just going to favor this one over that one for whatever reason, whether it was financial. Because, I mean, if you have your parents helping you and you've, you know, reached financial stability, as it were, it might be that age gap.
You wonder if it isn't something cynical as they saw that the second kid was maybe more intelligent, had the likelihood of getting a better job.
Sure,
that
absolutely.
Would mean one day he would take better care of them than that rat first one.
Oh, yeah.
Probably something like that.
Listen, you invest on the proper stock.
Yeah.
You got to invest on what's going to rise. You don't rise. You don't bet on the declining company.
The cream of the crop always rises to the top.
Yeah.
To quote Macho Man. So.
Well, put it this way. Would you invest in Facebook right now or would you invest in MySpace?
I don't know, man. I feel like MySpace got a comeback coming.
No. No way, man.
I mean, yeah, if we can talk to this guy by some miracle, that'd be pretty cool. Up next on the show, new dating trends. What are they and why are they named these things? We'll hopefully have some answers for you.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Yeah, I can clearly see dating is a fantasy.
Man, the fact that things like this even exist make me glad I don't have to worry about dating.
I know. The terminology, I would be way too confused to date.
I'm confused even just thinking about some of these. All right, so this is from Plenty of Fish. Just put out a fun list of new dating trends they expect to see in 2022. And they came up with the names for all of them. So this isn't like really a thing.
Well, it never is a thing. Somebody has to come up with them.
That's a good point. But they polled 7,000 single people.
Okay.
To try and come up. I guess they polled them about their dating habits to see what was already happening.
Mm.
And then they classified them as follows.
They're trying to find a fun hashtag.
Right, yeah. They want a trend. Because they want people to sign up for their service.
Yep.
But Plenty of Fish is plenty popular because that's the only free one, isn't it?
That I know of.
Because like all the rest of them, right? Does eHarmony still exist?
I have no idea.
I think Match is still a thing, right? But that costs money.
It did.
Yeah.
Didn't Facebook start a dating thing?
Ooh, I think they shut that down. I think that only lasted like a
probably
week
smart.
Because...
Smart idea.
Yeah, it people did not like suddenly finding out how many people on their friends list were interested in boinking them.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Anyway, number 7, baycations.
Well, I know where bay comes from. You're my bay.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking like seashore, bay.
No.
That's bay, B-A-E. You've seen that expression used?
Yeah.
Which that came from, they dropped the second B from babe, right?
Yeah.
Which is one of those weird things where it's like, does losing one letter really make that much difference? It's the same number of syllables still.
We wouldn't have baycation if not.
Babe. Bay. No, you drop a syllable.
No, you don't. Babe. That's one syllable.
Oh, yeah, I guess
it's not
it is.
Babe.
Yeah.
You know, you can't turn a one letter into two syllables.
That's how I'm going to talk to Proofreader from now on. Babe. How you doing, babe? I'll be in the hospital by night.
Taking someone you just started dating on a vacation.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Which means if they pulled that many people, that it happens more frequently than it should.
The second one, the number six is Darwining. That's refusing to date someone who doesn't believe in science.
You get that far into it, like, discussion-wise?
So are they flat earthers?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, I could never. Like, really, if I was still on the market, I could never even... I would get up and leave the dinner of the first date if I found out the other person was a legitimate flat earther.
Sure.
Or believed in QAnon stuff or was an anti-vaxxer or anything else stupid like that.
I would stay for the flat earther just because... You want to see where that goes.
No, you
no,
don't.
No.
You've went down those wormholes. I know you have on YouTube.
I have, and it's endlessly infuriating.
But can you imagine in person how great that would be?
No.
I'd film it.
No.
I'd flip the table. That would be the end of that date.
It would be like flipping the earth because it's flat.
Which, why not? Because there's nothing.
So what was the name of that one?
Darwining. Yeah.
But no, what I'm saying is, how do you get into the conversation of do you believe in science before you've started dating? That's weird.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's one of those things that, like, maybe it could be that...
Commonalities.
Well, more so, like, maybe you've gone on a couple dates, and as you've gotten to know each other...
That means you're already dating.
Right, but this list doesn't explicitly exclude that, though.
Well,
this is literally just trends and things that are leading people. Right. So the way I look at it is like, oh, if you're seeing like a bunch of relationships suddenly end, you start asking why, and they're saying, well, I broke up with them because they don't believe in science. That's how they're classifying Darwining. Right. It's like, when you find out that the other person, you know, thinks that, you know, having... intercourse with demons is what causes genital cysts, like that one crazy doctor we talked about last year. Oh, yeah, maybe this person probably and I don't see eye to eye on too many things.
Great metal band name. Genital cysts.
Yeah, anyway, resigning? Resigning.
I can't see the words right now.
How's it spelled?
Oh, it's spelled like resigning.
All right.
So, ending a serious relationship due to perspective and clarity gained through the pandemic. Why is that called resigning? That's why I was thinking, like, is this supposed to be, like, a cutesy kind of word that they made up?
Well, isn't that what they're called, like, the Great Resignation? Isn't that what they're referring to?
What is that?
Because people are leaving their jobs.
Oh, maybe that is what it is. They're trying to tie it into that.
Maybe.
I don't know. I didn't even know that was a thing. Right now.
Well, yeah, because that's why there's so many staffing shortages, because people sat home for a year, and then they went back to work, and they said, boy, I really liked sitting at home better.
Right.
So I guess with relationships, people sat at home long enough not being with somebody, so they're like, eh.
Well, that's where hesitating comes in, which is the next one.
Hesitating.
Hesitating is being unsure if you want to date seriously or casually because of the uncertainty of life right now.
Life is always uncertain.
Yeah, but more so now,
no,
really.
No,
Mickey, there are a tremendous amount of economic factors right now that are leading to a destabilized everything. And the thing is... Really, if we all end up in a gasoline-starved Mad Max hellscape next year, do you really want to drag that person around with you in, like, leather spandex with spikes on it?
They may be helpful.
Maybe.
Me and Proofreader do that now.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad your cosplaying is going so well.
Yeah.
Handticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing also Sprig Zarathustra? being unsure about the physical boundaries that are acceptable, like whether to hug, shake hands, or fist bump your date.
I thought we were going to talk about squeezing boobs.
Handticipation. Yeah, that's like, there was that those pictures that were going around of Keanu. Right? Remember how, like, you know, every time he poses with somebody, like, he doesn't touch them? Like, his his hand is always, like, off of them because he doesn't want to get, like,
sued,
accused of groping someone because you dared to put a hand on them.
But I've been in that situation when I went on a date with
that would be even funnier. I'm sorry. I just got to call attention to that. Like, Mickey just, like, put her hand straight up. Like I would love it if every picture.
The photos.
Every picture he takes with somebody, his hands are just up over his head like a little kid trying not to cough.
But when I was dating, that was kind of the awkward end of a date. You don't know what to do. Like, is it huggable, the end? Is it kind of just a bye? Or do you get to kiss?
I always feel like everybody can have a hug.
Yeah, not always. I would usually try and go in for the hug. I got burned on that a couple times.
See what I mean? You get burned. And once you get burned once, there's a scar.
Yeah.
And you don't know if you should.
Yep.
And then the worst one is when you go in for the kiss, and I've been burned by that one. You go in for the kiss, it wasn't a kissable moment.
I've had that happen too.
I had someone straight up tell me, no. That was a burn that left a huge scar. There was skin graft.
You know, it's comforting to know. The multitude of failures that my life has been, that he's right there with me. So I'm not alone in all of this. That's good.
Together we equal one sad, pathetic past life.
It's pretty bad, too. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
But normally, in that kind of situation, though, like, there's always that moment where, like, you know the moment's there, though. Right?
Oh, you know it's there, but once you've been scarred,
you're always unsure.
Yeah.
Like, what? Maybe she's just waiting for a sneeze or something. Maybe that's why she's not turning around yet.
Yeah. So, I get that. I totally get that term. That's a good term.
Handticipation.
Anticipation.
Deja vuing is next. Deja vuing is doing the same things with a new partner that you did with your ex.
Ooh. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Now, I could see going to, like, if there's not much in your area, going to the same restaurant because maybe you just like the food, but doing the same experiences?
Yeah.
Like vacations?
What's the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What would be even funnier is, like, I'm picturing, like, the most outrageous example of this would be they literally pose for and take the exact same pictures.
No,
and so people who are friends
creepy
with them on social media are like, wait a minute, didn't they post a picture exactly like this one a year ago? And then they go back and look and it's like, oh.
Different person.
But like, if you stay in the same hotels that you used to with your ex and you go in the same places and, yeah, that's a little odd.
I mean, or to play devil's advocate, maybe that's just something that person really enjoys doing and they want to make it a part of their life with their new significant
okay
other, too.
Then let's take it to a different area. Like, you know how a couple has a song?
Mm.
Their song together? If you carry that song...
That's weird.
I know someone who did that.
Ew.
I went to high school with him. He used the same song. And do you want to hear what it was? It was Unchained Melody. That song is about breakup.
Yeah.
So there's two things wrong with that.
I was
that
half expecting you to tell me that he was in a band and it was a song he wrote, and he was just really dedicated to trying to get his song over.
No, no, no. This was just someone who used the same song for every
girl. A
breakup song.
If I play this song for enough women, eventually it'll crack the top 40.
Yeah.
Just by merit of the numbers. And then number one, which you can probably guess, is communidating. Using dating apps not just for dating and intimate relationships, but also to make friends and connections.
They're now having that on Tinder, where you find somebody to go with you onto, like, weddings and stuff like that.
Like, you can find people to just be friends with now?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that actually sounds awesome.
I don't know. I feel like that just sounds like a bad idea.
Not really, because
let me set you up for the friend zone.
No, no, but it's talking about if you want, if you're a dude, a straight dude, and you want to find another dude, like if you move to a new city, that's a great idea.
Or because even, you know, socializing just doesn't work.
Well, no, but here's the thing, though, and this is actually something that I've talked to people about. Like, it is more difficult to make friends the older that you get because so much of your life becomes consumed by rote and monotony and going to work and everything else. Like, finding time to do things that even you enjoy gets increasingly difficult for most people, Mickey. Not everyone's a free spirit like you, okay? Not everyone's a little flower child that just drifts upon the breeze and flies to different places. Like, people have
what I think of when I think of Mickey.
But that's the thing, like, people,
a happy flower child.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay, a rotten goose turd. You know, not everybody's a rotten goose turd like you, Mickey, that just rolls downhill and stinks up the pond.
That's better.
But it is more difficult to make friends as you get older, so like that actually is kind of cool. It gives you the opportunity to connect with new people.
RGT over here. Rotten goose turd.
Yeah. But I think that's great. I think that's cool.
I think there's not a platform right now that's dedicated to that fully, which we should do.
Yeah, literally just a way to connect people on a friendship level.
I just feel like it's Facebook all over again.
We got to Google one more thing.
Facebook is people you already know, right?
But it was meant to connect
technically,
socially.
Technically, you could meet new people on Facebook, I guess. But most of the time, it's
that was the initial.
Yeah,
we've Googled Facebook so much on this show. Google one more thing. Google find a friend. Because if that's not taken,
I'm pretty sure it is taken.
There's no way that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We'll both look.
I almost feel like if it does, somebody in the outer space.
Well, there's Adult Friend Finder.
No, that's a.
I know.
That's for relationships of a different kind. Mm-hmm.
Google Play has Find My Friends, which is an app.
Oh! Findafriend.com is a place where you could just find a friend.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that seems sketchy, though.
Oh, yeah, the way it's built?
Yeah.
There's Friend Match. Yeah,
maybe for sale.
That looks shadier than our website.
Yeah.
Speaking of our website.
I knew it. I was waiting for that.
We're going to get into it because that is the end of the show. That is interesting, though. I don't know. That last bit, but all of those are, you know, they at least make sense. I mean, the cutesy names aside.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do make sense.
Mickey's old school. Mickey has murderer at home chained to the wall. she browbeats him.
She's the RGT.
Right, yeah, that's right. But as I said, speaking of websites, our website is called freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, to spell it out for you.
AFE.
I didn't say AFE this time.
This time. Not many people could say that sentence.
Fair enough. I didn't say
AFE this time.
Yeah. Visit the podcast page on the website, though. You'll find every episode we've ever done, all 300 plus of them. Visit the shop. We have a t-shirt there for sale. We'll be adding more items, I think, more merch items to that shop.
I like that.
In the days coming, maybe some coffee mugs, things like that. But yeah, the shop section has our t-shirt available, which is very affordable. Comes in multiple colors, and you can also request free stickers by filling out the small form that's there. That's it. You just got to fill it out, hit the button, and stickers will come your way. We have a couple of new requests, actually.
Ooh!
That we will have to wait, obviously, for Kara to be here because she's going to need to sign the
we
page.
Do sign everything.
Yeah, we
it's personalized.
We write you a little love letter along with the stickers that you get. So we do have a couple of requests, though. So those will be going out soon. And you can request yours, again, the shop section at freakaccident.com. Go to the Connect page on the website, and you'll find links to all of the different social media websites where we have an account set up. So you can come, interact, follow, subscribe, whatever it is that you do on each website, and that gives you the opportunity to sort of mix it up with us in between episodes. So, and plus we do a lot of interactive stuff on those sites as well. Gives you the chance to sort of become a part of the show. We also have our podcast available anywhere you download and listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. We would really appreciate it, and it would help us tremendously if you subscribe to our show, wherever it is that you download and listen, And if you rate us highly, leave us a good review, as many stars or ratings as possible, that'd be great. And of course, the most important thing that you can do is...
share us with your friends!
Word of mouth marketing doesn't get better than that. Tell people about this show. Tell them they need to listen. And then tell us that you did it.
So or even go find a new friend and tell them about
us. There you go. Go on to Friender. I'm assuming that's what it's going to be called. Yeah, the Tinder, the friend version of Tinder, Friender. Find your friend. Tell them about this awesome podcast you listen to. It'll be great. Next week on the show, Kara, we will drag her back here kicking and screaming. She's just not going to get the choice. And we will have 16 of the most regretted purchases people made during the pandemic.
Oh boy.
Also, that sleep thing that we talked about.
Huh?
That we didn't get to.
All right. The perfect time to fall asleep according to your heart.
Perfect for Kara.
She does love sleep. And that also, because you said it's life or death.
Yeah.
So the listener's on the hook for that now. If you want to learn how to stay alive, you've got to come back next week for the new episode.
It's true.
We're not. I mean, hey, listen. I don't make the rules.
It could save your life.
That's right.
I'm just saying, you don't have to listen, but you don't have to live much longer.
Yeah, technically, we probably should have done the moral thing and not made them wait 7 days, but I'm a risk taker. Let's do it.
It won't kill them immediately. So,
great
news.
It's fine. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon. Yeah. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. No! If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.